Now is the time of year where farmers are wrapping up their business for this year and preparing for 2021. And help me lay out a general tax timeline for farmers. I know many of them have already started that process, but now is really that prime time. So help walk me through this timeline for farmers right now.
So yeah, tax planning here at A Country and for farmers typically starts around mid-November through the end of the year. And then farmers have the option to pay 100% of their tax by March 1st or pay 100% of last year's tax or two-thirds of their estimated tax, this year's tax, by January 15th. And then that remainder would be due by April 15th. So more farmers are electing to pay that January 15th estimate due to outside investments and then also having outside K-1s that can sometimes take a long time to get in. So, we'll be busy up through Christmas here and then do some second appointments during that week and the week after before the new year.
So, what are some general reminders, such as items that farmers can be gathering to prepare for their tax planning meetings?
So especially this year with North Dakota and Minnesota, there is a lot of PPP or PP acres. So we'll want to kind of look at their crop insurance payments, determine if we want to defer any of that income or take it all in this year. And then also new this year was a lot, or some farmers received PPP loans. So you'll want to bring in that detail of the loan to determine what was for payroll and what was based off your SE earnings. And then along with that information, just bring in your expected income and expenses through year end, and then also your projected year-end inventory just to compare to prior years to make sure that we're not bringing in too much inventory to the following year.
Yes, well, and you and I both know, Jason, that a large portion of farm income, approximately 25%, did come from some government assistance this year and in previous years. And so, what does that mean from a tax planning standpoint? And, we just don't want these farmers to be caught off guard.
Correct. And I mean, from my perspective, I mean, income seems to be up quite a bit this year, which means that we may have to go out and spend a little bit more to get into a tax bracket that we'd like to. And a lot of that is due to that increased government payments, which is a good thing because in the past couple years, we've had trouble generating income and we've had to utilize CCC loans. So, we just have to be more cognizant of those government payments, recognize that we might have to go out and spend a little bit more than in the past. But then also looking into 2021, recognizing that we're probably not going to have those government payments at this level again. So how does that affect this year's planning and then looking into next year with your inventory that you have to sell? How is that going to affect your tax bracket for both years?
Yes, well, and of course, there are ways if farmers have to rack in a couple more expenses for this year that they can actually, apply that to things that will benefit them in 2021. What are some options that they may have to do so, Jason?
So, I mean, a couple big ones, I guess, with expenses are you could look at depreciating out some machinery. I mean, direct expense, Section 179 is above $1 million, so that's one way. Another way to kind of shuffle some income would be deferring crop insurance. Also, having deferred grain contracts is a big tool to leave the income either in 2021 or with that specific contract, we can bring that back into 2020. So that gives us some great flexibility to help manage your tax situation.